Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib, damat barakatuhu. I hope you're in the best of health, Isaac. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat. Yes, you are right. Durban has excellent weather. I am here in Verulam Sharif, inshallah, coming to you live from Verulam, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat. Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our brothers who are listening, sisters, children throughout the world. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Today our engineers are Mr. Maninzi, and I hope I pronounce it right. I apologize if it is wrong. And our brother Bonface, thank you very much. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 13th of Muharram 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 36, Surah Yasin, verses 67 and 68. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us, وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ, and if we decreed. This is a conditional clause for argument's sake, meaning that if we want to, Qudratullah, the absolute power, authority, sovereignty, majesty of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَمَسَخْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ مَكَانَتِهِمْ, and if we decreed hypothetically, لَمَسَخْنَاهُمْ, we should let a metamorphosis take place, a complete changeover take place, and all Almighty Allah let that happen to the Jutlas, the Jews, during the time of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, when they made a mockery, remember, regarding the laws that they must not go fishing on the Sabbath, and today is Sabbath, the Saturday. And then they said, no, we didn't do fishing, the fish came to us. They made pathways to their houses and homes and so forth. So chapter 5, surah 5, surah Ma'idah, verse 60, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ, and Almighty Allah made some of them into monkeys and some of them into swines. The only nation that Almighty Allah transformed them and metamorphosis, and this is not figuratively, physically, literally it happened. So you can see what the swines and monkeys are doing today, you must remember, in the land of Gaza and Palestine, and how they are condemned, remember, internationally and globally. So that is the system of Almighty Allah. As far as their leaders and scholars go, Quran Kareem teaches us in chapter 62, verse number 5, كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا, their parable example is like that of donkeys carrying big, big encyclopedias. So we would have transformed them and let the metamorphosis take place, ala makanatim, in the place wherever they are. فَمَسْتَطَاءُ مُضِيَّا, and after that, they will not have been able to move, remember that. They should be stuck in that one place, and they should be just like a stone or a mountain and a hill and so forth. وَلَا يَرْجِعُونَ, and never return to their original form and shape. So that is the Qudrat, the power, absolute majesty and authority, sovereignty of Almighty Allah. But Almighty Allah, through the barakah, blessing of the du'a and supplication of Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah Jalla Wala, do not let masakh take place in this ummah at a large scale, that we find that millions and billions of people are transformed into the shape of animals and so forth. Individual cases can happen, but at a mass level it will not happen. That is the blessing and wasila and barakah of the Master alayhi salatu salam's dua and supplication. See, Almighty Allah giving us a lesson. All of us should wonder, ponder, and reflect over this verse. وَمَنْ نُعَمِّرْهُ, and whosoever we gave him, or her for that matter, a long life, 70, 80, 90, 100 years old, then normally what will happen, نُنَكِّسْهُ فِي الْخَلْقِ, then Almighty Allah reverses the process in their creation. Now they become senile. Look at Joe, the Biden, the butcher, the war criminal. Look at, you must remember, Trump, the moron. Look at people, you must remember, today they enter their second childhood. And that is what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala tells us about it. أَفَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ, what can they use the intelligence, intellect, that Almighty Allah, who has all the power to bring you back to your second childhood, so he has all the power to give you life after death, remember that. So what is the objection then? You look at your flora, you look at your fauna, you look at your gardens, you look at your orchards and your farms, and you will see now in South Africa that they look so lackluster, and all the beauty, glory, the lushness, plushness is gone. And then in summertime, when you see November, December, January, they are so appealing to the eye, so lush and plush and green. So that is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 16, verse number 70. Write this down, make a note of it. Chapter 16, Surah Nahal, that is the B, verse number 70. وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ ثُمَّ يَتَوَفَّاكُمْ, Almighty Allah created you. Then the same Almighty Allah will give you your death on the appointed time that He appointed. And we have no say in that matter. وَمِنْكُمْ, and some of you, not all, some of you, مَنْ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ أَرْضَلِ الْأُمُرِ لِكَيْ لَا يَعْلَمَ بَعْدَ عِلْمٍ شَيْئًا, some of you will be returned to your second old, to your second childhood. You will be returned to that, you become senile, so that they don't have knowledge of what they are saying, what they are doing. How can the President of America say he is the first black woman? Can you say that? He says that I will beat Trump in 2020. So he's a nutcase, a moron. The badwa, the curse of the Palestinian babies and children. When they had the opportunity for ceasefire, they did not want to seize it. But they said, continue the murder, mayhem, and the rape of Palestine and Gaza particularly. So Allah ki lati, the stick of Allah hits. And remember, you have become the worst donkey and the worst president in the history of America. So that is what you see. You know, there's a person called Abu Jahl. Amr bin Hisham was his name, dispatched to Jahannam during the Battle of Badr. He died on a Friday in Ramadan, but no iman, straight to Jahannam. Go enter, go read Surah 44, verses 50, 51, 52, and all that, and you will find it there. Nevertheless, the point I want to make here is this, that you see that when you look at his son, Ikrimah, after the conquest of Makkah, his wife inspired him, come on, go to the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He will give you amnesty. He will accept your Islam. Lo and behold, he came. But he embraced Islam. He fought till the death in the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Ikrimah and his son Amr, that we say for him radiallahu anhu, for his son rahimahullah. So Ikrimah, the Sahabi, companion, student of the Master alayhi salatu salam, used to say, this wa minkum may yuraddu ila ardhalil umur, will not happen to those people who read the Quran Sharif daily and punctually. That is the barakah, the blessing of the noble Quran. Allah will keep our faculties intact and so forth. So a great message this weekend. What are you going to do beside watching your movies and films and wasting time time and going fishing to kill time, whether it be in Vellum in the north coast or there in Ispingo in the south coast. So remember, Muslim, we do not kill time and waste time. We use our leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. May Almighty Allah give us tawfiq. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 13th of Muharram 1446, and it is Gaza genocide day number 288. We present to you the news, local, national, international and global. ICJ, the International Court of Justice, has spoken. And remember, although it is not a ruling that is binding, but it is a legal opinion and it has a big political clout. And Israel is a rogue, apartheid, terrorist, Nazi regime. And remember, they're worse than the Nazis of Hitler. So that is what the world has seen. You must remember that. So what did they say? They said that Israel is illegally occupying the Palestinian territories, whether it be in the West Bank, whether it be there in Gaza, the 25% they are occupying now, whether it be East Jerusalem, all those are illegal and they must pay reparations. And that is what I told you 20 years ago already, that every Jutla who is murdering, killing our people must pay reparations. The ANC made the biggest mistake here in South Africa. They didn't tell the Boer and the Burkis that they must pay reparations for the apartheid, remember that? Because you know why? Some people receive big amounts of money and their pockets were filled and they forgot what the poor people suffered during the time of apartheid in South Africa. So we will not forget. You listening to me, my Jutlas, you Haramis, you Zionists, the world will never forget what you did for 76 years and your apartheid and your genocide and ethnic cleansing and your war crimes. You can have Trump, you can have Biden, you can have whoever. You are a disgrace, cursed nation, because Allah said He's going to punish you. And how you are punished? Subhanallah. Our brothers from Yemen put a straight drone right in Tel Aviv. So that happened day before yesterday. And yesterday the ICJ gave their ruling. And today, inshallah, inshallah, we hope and pray some sanity will prevail, that FIFA will kick you out from FIFA. And again you'll be kicked out, and you slowly, slowly but gradually going to becoming a pariah state. You know, I saw the start of apartheid, the end of apartheid, how they kicked us out from our places where we were living. They came to our shop and our house, and I was a very young boy. I was very happy we're getting a new shop and a new house. But when I looked at my father and mother's eyes, I can't forget when they were crying and they came with their big, big guns. Is the Boer, and you don't know who's a Boer. It was the Afrikaners. Well, they came with their big, big uniform and guns and said, "Hey, Kuli, you Mudkhana di Kuli Dorp too. You must get out from here and go to your Indian township." So that is what they call separate development. And it's worse, 100 times worse, there in the rogue apartheid terrorist regime of Israel. Do you know what Netanyahu said in response to all this? He said, all this is all lies. How can it be? We are Jews. We are in our own country. If this country belongs to us, then how can we be occupiers of it? You know how you lie. Nobody believes you anymore. You are a serial liar, the most disgraced politician. And inshallah, you, Smotrich, Ben-Gvir, all will end up like Ari. You know, Ari was 8 years in Sakarat. Inshallah, Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Ya Allah, appoint your dogs upon them. Let the dogs tear them apart, Ya Allah. Hamas says, the PLO, now known as the Palestinian Authority of Mahmoud Abbas and Abu Mazen, is murtad and shaitan. They are sellouts and traitors to Islam, just like the Saudi regime and Emirates and Jordan and Egypt and Morocco and all this Bahrain and Haramis, murtad, shaitans, ghaddars. So remember, they said, you cannot be recognizing Israel. You must remember, as a state after what the ruling came now from the ICJ. We agree 100% with Hamas. And remember that why is Mahmoud Abbas and his cronies murtads? Because they abolished jihad. They say we will never raise arms against Israel and we will recognize Israel. Therefore, America, Britain, Western powers like them, because they know that they are beggars, they'll give them money and they will say no. What good you did for the Palestinian thus far? Absolutely nothing. So you have to make jihad and wage war against the Jutla and defeat them in their own backyard. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Look at technology. They told us technology cannot go wrong. The sun is rising, setting for a million years. Tonight you should see the moon and look at the full moon tonight and you will see it is Laylatul Badr, the full moon shining in its glory and beauty. So now you have an internet company. It's called CrowdStrike. And how they struck the world? They say they put the wrong, you must remember, app. And when they put the wrong app, so what happens? The world came to a standstill almost. The planes and all that not moving. The computers not working because Microsoft Windows not functioning. And you see, this has already cost them billions and billions and billions. That is your so-called technology. Allah says, I alone am Subhanallah. Everlasting glory, perfection, solely only for Allah. Huwa munazzahun anil uyubi wal naqais. He transcends every defect, every shortcoming, every weakness. Human being, everything is prone to error. You can ask Trump. He's got the extra hole in his ear and it made a storm for him. Remember that, both haramis there. UK bankruptcies are increasing. No Sunak. Hey Sunak, you harami, where you gone to? Are you gone to Rwanda or India? So you must remember that that's where you belong. I told you. And remember, stomach, I can't stomach you. You make me fed up. You must remember that. So remember that nobody can stem the tide now. People going to get more and more bankrupt in UK and EU. Trump's return to the presidency in America would be a nightmare and disaster for the EU, for the European Union, because he just says, I don't believe in this climate change, which is a hoax, which I agree with. I don't believe in all this nonsense of your peoples. You must remember that. We must have ties with this one and so forth. But Trump is going to pay a big price. See now, just to curry favor with the Jewish lobby, just to curry favor with APEC, because they filled his pocket. You know Trump worships money more than he worships Almighty Allah. He said God saved him, but he loves money more. He's warning the Hamas. Before I come into power, the hostages must come home. And the people start whistling, clapping hands, and they start kuzaim. But you don't understand what is kuzah. When we were very young, we used to go see soccer matches and all that at Run Stadium. So Highlands Park playing Durban City, you see, in the 60s and so forth. So that was our team. So now you are crying, you are supporting them. So in our lingo, we would call it you kuzahim them. So Trump's supporters were kuzahing him. You see that? The idiots and morons. So you say there'll be severe consequences. What you can do? You're going to kill more people? You must remember that. Aren't you the harami? Aren't you Trump? Your legacy is tainted, polluted beside your rifle repairs. You brought the embassy of America from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. What you acquired? Nothing. So you must remember you tainted it. You stole the Golan Heights and told them that it must be called Trump Heights. You are a narcissist. You are an egoist. And you know that. And therefore Allah has disgraced you. Even if you become the president, everybody will remember you for your 34 charges of felony and serious crimes. Everybody will remember you for Stormy Daniels and the other women you were busy with. So that will be your legacy. Bangladesh curfew, dozens of students dead. So remember that now government offices also being ransacked and so forth. Hasina, Sheikh Hasina, remember a puppet of India and the enemies of Islam. The quicker they topple her, the better for the people of Bangladesh. Blinken, the Jewish harami, he's a Jew. And remember, he blinks every time they speak about the hostages, 10,000 of them held by Israel, tortured, persecuted by them, men, women, and children, remember. So all that, the women must give birth in Israeli jails. That is the reality. You should wake up. He says Iran is preparing the bomb, and in 2-3 weeks they can prepare it. We're hearing the story for the past 20 years, 30 years, remember that. So what if Iran does a bomb? I'm asking, what's wrong with that? If Israel can have so much nuclear, so if Iran has, so what's the problem? You see the white man's hegemony. That's why they treat Pakistan as junk, you must remember. And therefore, Imran is still in jail, because Pakistan government chore here. Biggest thugs and crooks, Maulanas and whoever, in government, bunch of crooks, let me tell you that. I spent time 7 years there. So we know how Pakistan functions. Your Nawaz family, Sharif family, and your Bhutto family, bunch of thugs, you must remember that. And they will destroy Pakistan, because it's a nuclear power for their own pockets and so forth. So what's wrong if Pakistan has nuclear? Why? India has nuclear. Israel has nuclear. So only the white men must have nuclear. Go to hell, man. We're not interested in you. Okay, you must remember Saudi and Zimbabwe. You see, Saudi said that South Africa is not too good for us, because there's too many people exposing us, and they are nailing us and naming us and shaming us, and the message goes right to them. They say Zimbabwe is all right. First was Mugabe, and now is his successor. So these people, we can make deals with them, because if they speak against the government, we just lock them up. You know how it works there in Zimbabwe and all these countries. So the Saudis and Zimbabwe have signed a multi-million-dollar deal regarding mining and other resources. Can you believe that? Very soon you will see Zimbabwe will be booming, and you will see the Saudis there busy. Polio virus in Gaza, very, very sad. The sewage and what have you, water problems, food problems, all problems you can think of. But the Palestinian says, الأرض المقدسة that أغلى إننا من الذهب والفضة. Our land of Gaza and Palestine is more valuable to us than your gold and silver, subhanallah. So you must remember that. One journalist, can you believe this? That they tell you freedom of press, freedom of association, freedom. So one journalist, he mocked, you must remember, the Italian prime minister. She also not a prostitute. So you must remember, he told her, you're so short, you're 3 feet 9 inches, I can't even see you. So she took legal action against him, and they fined him. But she's 5 feet tall, you see that? So she is short comparatively to other people. So now they took such offense, they even charged him. That is your West. When Macron, yet you say about the cartoons of Nabi alayhi salam, he said, no, freedom of press. So the people said, Macron, you are Hitler. You see, then he said, no, I'm the press legal charges. You see this guy who Trump chose, Vance, his wife is an Indian. Remember, they like Indians, these people. I think she makes samosas, bhajias for him, you know. So anyway, he, Vance, used to call Trump a Hitler. But now he's becoming the vice president by November if they win. Can you believe that? So you must remember this. The ANC and the IF play up again games, you see. ANC is, you know, the ruling party for 30 years, and you know what a mess they made. IFP, they're in Durban, Natal. So they cut the deal, and they know the MK was the majority party in KwaZulu-Natal, so they isolated the MK party in one councillor. They said, no, that we will make our own coalition and we'll isolate you. So what do you think Zuma is going to do? Zuma say, you want to play with me? The game is on. We play. So that is what's happening there. You should understand these things here. Zuma faces expulsion from the ANC. So let's see what happens. We hope some sanity. I told Cyril so many years ago, but common sense is no more common. Cyril, couldn't you just pardon the old man? You should have just pardoned him. all these riots, all this instability, all you lost the elections, it's because of people's foolishness. I'm no politician, but we have Quran Sharif knowledge, some of it. We have Sunnah Mubarakah. We have some common sense, you must remember that. But I don't see any common sense in y'all. You speak about, you know, in my Jummah lecture yesterday, I said it. You understood? Normally I don't speak, but it was too good. It was too good a statement. Malema, well done, man. Malema, that was a wonderful statement. They asked Malema, what you say about Cyril's lecture opening the parliament, the 7th, you must remember, administration. He say it was a buffalo that was wounded. It was a buffalo. You know they call Cyril the buffalo because he paid millions for one buffalo. So they say it was a buffalo that was wounded. Well done, Malema. On that score, I agree with you. Come on, Anna, let's see what we have to do. You understood? With Q&A, inshallah, Aziz. Okay, Baf, Malana. Our brother Junaid, I went to visit him with Suleiman Esop yesterday. Make dua for our brother Junaid Khan, Abu Yusuf. Allah Ta'ala protect him. He don't have to go for dialysis. He's not in such good shape. But inshallah, we all making dua. We give our charity. Ya Allah, protect our brother Junaid Muta, our Junaid Khan. And Allah Ta'ala protect him. Bin Sayyil Asqam. Allah Ta'ala make easy for him, for his family. And inshallah, Allah give him siha, afiya, all time. All places. Our brother Iqbal Mughalia, originally Heidelberg, he's now in Johannesburg for many years. He's also sent us a message. He's in Mulpark and he's, I don't know, some sicknesses. Allah give him shifa. Yeah, in Kempton Park, next to the airport, there's a family there, the Lahair family. So yesterday was janaza of Haji Sali, very good person. I know I have to go park my car there so many times, you understood, and then go to airport. Our Mawlana Abdul Aziz Lahair's father-in-law. So he passed away yesterday, Jumu'ah, Muharram, and the janaza was last night after Maghrib. We make dua for him, for Haji Saleh, and Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allah Ta'ala grant all our marhumin Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Today, 7 to 9, Mawlana Khalid Yaqub, inshaAllah al-Aziz, and thereafter, Mawlana Musa al-Ahir, 2:30 to 3 with his majlis, and 6 to 8, our brother Suleiman Esop, inshaAllah al-Aziz. Mufti Rizaul Haqsab's majlis tomorrow will be there in Kurtuba after Ishraq, inshallah Aziz. Ji Maulana, we have 15 minutes, let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Saab is becoming a bit Islamically permissible instead of being a doctor.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I know in Newcastle there are some people who have become vet and so forth, and I met them in other countries also. So is it permissible? Yes, it is permissible, but the issue will come regarding the swine, the pig, and so forth. So remember, in life, then you must just refer it to somebody else. See, I give you an analogy, kias of that. If somebody comes to you, a lady, a girl, who's 12, 13, 14, 15 years old, and she had an illicit relationship, and now she's pregnant, she comes by you. You are Dr. Abdullah, Dr. Abdul Qadir, Dr. this, Dr. that, whatever. And now she tells you abortion. So for you as a Muslim to undertake that abortion is totally haram. You are guilty of murder as far as Islam goes. So you have to refer it to somebody else, non-Muslim doctor. So similarly, yeah, you can become a vet, but when it comes to the swine, swine is that animal, the pig is najasul ain, bumper to bumper, top to bottom, side to side, every part, particle of it is haram. So just refer it to non-Muslim. You must not get involved directly with it. So that will be the big condition which you must comply with Islamically.
Mufti Saab, if we pass away in Mecca or Medina in this times of Hajj, why do people say that they are fortunate? Will they not be answerable for their sins too?
The hadith is mentioned, remember, in Tabarani and various compilations, man mata, not only Hajj time, brother, sister, any time of the year. The prerequisite, the condition is now you go Muharram, you go Safar, Rabiul Awwal, it's not Hajj time. So you go there for Umrah, you go for Ziyarah to Medina and so forth, and you pass away. So man mata fi ahadil haramain, then yub'asu amina. So and words like that are mentioned, different words. So Abu Itha amina. So a person who passes away with Iman Islam in Makkah Mukarrama or Medina Munawwara, then you will be raised safe and sound. You will not be going through nafsi in that sense, the worry, sorry, anxiety and so forth, because you passed away in the most sacred place as far as Islam is concerned, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara. Regarding Medina Munawwara, hadith in Tirmidhi is authentic. Man ista'a minkum ayyamuta bil Medina falyamut biha fa inni ashfa'u lakum. Whosoever of you is able to pass away in Medina to Rasul, in Medina Munawwara, then do so, and you pass away with Iman and Islam, then I will intercede for you. The first people I will intercede, yesterday late at night, somebody sent me a wonderful Naat Sharif, and you must listen to it. I sent it out on all my groups, on Telegram, on X and Twitter. Wonderful, wonderful one. It is in Urdu, but it has the English translation, subtitles, whatever you want to call. And just listen to the words. So therefore, we should all make that dua. And for Aqsa Mubarak, Nabi Musa alayhi salam made dua. Ya Allah, let me be buried bi Rami Hajarin. So just a stone's throw away from Masjidul Aqsa. So all these places are holy, sacred places. So therefore, quickly, for your information, remember in Makkah Mukarrama, there are three cemeteries, graveyard. One is Mu'alla, not Mala. Mala, Mala means you are crazy, you are mad in Afrikaans. Mu'alla, so that is the upper region of Makkah, where our mother Sayyidah Khadija, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair, and his honorable mother Asma, the daughter of Sayyidina Bakr Siddiq, and millions of people, awliya, sahaba, awliya, Ullah, abarit. Then if you go between Mina and, you know, Azizia, you will find Maqbaratul Adal. So there you will find Sheikh bin Baz and all of them, the Saudis, the great, great people, they are buried there. You see, Sudeh's mother and them are buried there. And then remember, for us normally, ordinary mortals, we pass away now, they bury you in Shara'i. So that is all in Makkah, all in the Haram area. So anyway, you are buried, great, great virtue. In Medina, everybody nowadays get buried there in Baqi. So Allah Jalla Wala make our khatima ending on Iman. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Sir, what is your opinion considering taking my child to a rehab as he beats me up daily? It is hard for me as a mother to see my son in this state. It's all about drugs.
You see, it's very sad that today our own Muslim son or daughter beating up the father, beating up the mother. So that is the hal. That is what we see now. But we have to rewind, my mother. What is the rewind? You see, the dua, Quran taught us that we must teach our children, grandchildren. Chapter 17, verse 24. Rabbirhamhuma. Ya Allah, have mercy on my beloved parents. Kama as Rabbayani. Rabbayani, as they, both of them, father, mother, biological father, biological mother, made my tarbiyah, they nurtured me, they trained me, they coached me. Saghira, when I was young, when I was in my formative years. Now, with due respect, mother, I am not passing judgment on you. I am speaking generally. I don't even know who you are or your son is. But we as Muslims, we have shirked our responsibilities. We give our children so much, you understand, free time, so much money, and we want to buy their love, and then some min kalbak ya'akulka takes place, which means that you have is a saying in Arabic, you have a puppy, small little dog, you feed him so much he becomes a bulldog, and then he eats you up. You must kick him out of your house, lay a charge against him, let him rot in jail. You must remember, that is what you must do. For what you want to put him in rehab, and then no rehab is going to help him. So you must remember, I've been to so many rehabs, Muslim rehab, non-Muslim rehab. I haven't found one that reaches 35%, 30%, 32%, 33%, and most of them 15%, 20%, 25%. If you want to know about rehab, my student is here, not far from here, next to Roshni, and here you must remember in the deer. So you go more Riaz Nimbada, and if anybody wants his number, just contact me during the day, send me a WhatsApp, don't send long stories, please, just put Mona Riyaz Limbada, Omar Limbada, finish. I'll send you his number. He's my student. He's an expert in this field. He's running a whole rehab. You go ask him. And how many Muslim women are involved in drugs and so forth. So, mother, if you want to solve the problem, go today to the police, lay a charge of assault, and let them put him in jail. Finish, end of the story. They need a good panel beating and a good thrashing. That's what they need. Those rehabs and all that, another money-making gimmick, if you ask me, you must remember that. 100,000 a month and 50,000 a month, and then looking for zakat, it doesn't solve the problem. 80% of them go back and have a relapse. That is my verdict, and that is my mashura on that issue.
Mufti Saab, is it true that we can't send our kids to school? I heard on another station, we can't. We need doctors. Mufti Saab, your view on this.
So if you're speaking about sending your daughters to university, as you need doctors, if you send your daughters to become pilots, you send your daughters to become air hostess and so forth. So what are you seeing today? Are we so blind? So 50 years ago, one person came and spoke Gujarati to the Maulana. He said, Maulvi Saab, dua karwanu mari poiri jai, London jai, Dublin jai, and Dr. Badwani chai. So the Maulana was a sharpshooter. He said, bye. If you never understood Gujarati, 50 years ago, the person came proud. I'm sending my daughter to London, Dublin. She should become a doctor. You know, in Urdu, Gujarati, say doctor. So become a doctor. He said, you ask me to make dua for your daughter, you sending her out in the rain and asking me to make dua, she must not get wet and so forth. I'm asking you three questions. That today 80%, 90% of our daughters who go to university, every day, second day, they have to attend lectures. Do they lose their modesty, haya, shame or not? I'm asking you. Quran Kareem says, Surah number 28, verses 24-25, speaking about Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam when he entered Midian, and he helped the two daughters. He did not know at that time these are the two daughters of Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam. Subsequently, she, Safura, became his wife, Nabi Musa alayhi salam's wife. We say, radiallahu anha for Safura. And when she came to call him, how she came to call him? فَجَاءَتُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَا. Her gait, G-A-I-T, her style of walking was so bashful, was so much haya and modesty that Allah Ta'ala praised her. Do you think our daughter, our sister will learn any shame, modesty? If she learns one thing, she will learn immorality and immodesty there. Secondly, they will lose their virginity. And don't come tell me it's not happening. I go and lecture at the universities. And I don't do what the other Maulvis do. Just give lecture 10, 15 minutes, 20 and run away. I sit there with the students for 1-2 hours. I say, I'm your elder brother. Leave all the titles. Speak to me heart to heart. I give you one story. Yeah, adverts. The guy came to me and said, you see that lady there? She was far away. I said, so what's the story? He said, I went nicely to the father and told him, I want your daughter's hand in marriage. He said, no, hasha wa kalla, it can't happen now. She must finish a degree. Boy and girl studying, meeting, she already had 3 abortions. And you want to come tell me about doctor business and all that. And how many of them have become murtad, have left Islam? They will give their Darwin theory, they will give this theory, and some of them become lesbians and so forth. So what good is them asking you? So we not against the education of a lady. We are against them losing their iman, losing their virginity, losing their shame and modesty. We are all for it, that they can go study via correspondence. To protect your iman is first. To become doctor is not first or something. So you can go to a non-Muslim doctor. So remember this, that our daughter, sister, if she really has to go, and there's no female doctor available, Muslim, she can go to a non-Muslim doctor. So there's no prohibition on that. So don't come with your fairy tales arguments. Yeah, we must be very clear. Our aim is to protect our iman, our Islam. That is an integral part. Last hadith, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْإِيمَانَ وَالْحَيَاءَ قُرَنَاءُ جَمِيعًا. Iman and haya, shame and modesty, are two partners together. إِذَا رُفِيَ أَحَدُهُمَا رُفِيَ الْآخِرِ. When the iman disappears, then the haya, shame and modesty go. Look at your constitution. Not worth the paper on which is written. Gay rights, lesbian rights, abortion rights. So that is what happens when you don't have iman. And when that haya goes, shame and modesty goes, then slowly, slowly it erodes the iman. And then the iman also disappears. Go open Mishkat Sharif, go open Bayhaqi, you will find that hadith there.
Mufti Sahab, am I allowed to let my cat sleep next to me? I'm a widow.
So you want some company, so at night the cat will say meow. Then you will wake up 2 o'clock and miss Fajr Salah. Then what will happen, Kala? You will say, nah, Billy, bo hairan karech. You see, that the cat is troubling me. You put that cat outside. You must remember that, or put in another room. No sleeping and all that. Just now, I heard BBC. You understood? You know, 5 o'clock before I come down, I hear the latest news. Then I know what's breaking and happening in the world. So one lady spoke that we are near Disneyland. And now they want to treat us like this. I don't even have a home. I'm sleeping in my car and I'm sleeping with my dog. So in my mind, I said, they are dogs after all. They have a dog mentality. You saw these non-Muslims. The dog will walk in front and they will follow the dog. So what you call it? The dog mentality. Therefore, Islam says to have a dog for security purposes, to have a dog for hunting purposes, totally permissible. To have a dog as a pet, as these non-Muslims have, totally haram and not permissible. You become a harami, sleep with dog and all this kind of thing. So since when now you sleep with cat and all that? Islam said you keep a cat as a pet. You see that nice one, cat and pet. So you keep that, that's fine. It will run around. Innaha minat tawafina alaykum wa tawafat. So I go there by my niece's house. They got cat, kitten, whatever. It's called Samba. So he come by me also. I just look at him and say, hey, now I'm reading namaz and he come and look at me. Now I make like, just go from here now. Enough, don't come disturb here. We play a little bit and then we send him away, you see. Now you want to sleep with him. And no, not encourage all this. Innaha laysat bi najisin. But he jump on your sofa, he touches you. It's not napak, it's park, remember that. But to sleep all that, we don't agree with that.
Mufti Sahab, a teenage boy was very foolishly arguing with his mother. And when she saw him, he slapped her. So she made dua against him. Now the mother says she forgave him, but he is very worried. Would Allah forgive him?
You must go to your mother, kiss her hand, cry by her every day, my son. With shaitan who got hold of you, you slap your own mother. Can you ever commit a worse crime than that beside kufr and shirk and all that? So every day of your life, you must make khidmat of your mother. Innal hasanat yuzhibna sayyat. When you do good, it will erase and remove the vices. Every day, read 2 rakat salat and beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, Mana haqqu bi husni suhbati ya Rasulallah? Who should I give more time to, make more khidmat? He Habibuna rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ummak, thumma ummak, thumma ummak, thumma abak. Thrice the mother, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your mother, your mother, your mother, then your father. She carried us, she gave birth to us, she breastfed us, and you slap her? So you must remember that, brother. Cry, cry to Allah. Remember that. Allah will destroy you forever if you don't ask forgiveness sincerely and ask Allah for forgiveness. May Allah Jalla Wala make us sons and daughters who love our parents and will die for our parents to defend their honor. As you see in Gaza, when one jutla touches our mother, they say, jutla, now it's me and you. And then they send the jutla straight to hell. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.